We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We are so happy to welcome in a three-time NBA champion. And now, I hope I get this title right, guys. The Director of Player Affairs and Engagement for your Golden State Warriors. Joining us now on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line, it is our pleasure to welcome Sean Livingston to the Morning Roast. Good morning, Sean. How's your Tuesday going so far?
It's going well. Thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Oh, it is so great to have you on, Sean. And just got to start with, what is life like on the other side, man? You were grinding for so many years with so many teams, got to the mountaintop with the Golden State Warriors. I hope you spend most mornings in a recliner with, like, some coffee, listening to your meditation app. What's life like on the other side so far?
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's definitely different. But, you know, it's been a welcome surprise, just kind of learning, you know, just being a rookie again, you know, in the front office, a lot more emails. Right. but all in all, it's going well.
Mr. 1.7. I heard that's your nickname around the Warriors facility. Mr. 1.7. And maybe you could explain what that is here. But we talked a few weeks ago about your adjustment.
I want to know what it is.
Mr. 1.7. Mr. 1.7. Can you explain to my co-host here?
We got to get Raymond Ritter on, to, you know, from the Golden State Warriors to break it down for us. I mean, he's, you know, he basically coined the I don't even want to call it a nickname, but I guess it's a percentage of guys that have won three NBA championships.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. 1.7. Yep. It's the percentage of players in NBA history who have won three or more championships, and it's pretty impressive considering the journey that you have been on and talking about that journey now, being in the front office. And what is it like talking to Clay? Like, hey, what are you exactly doing here when it comes to evaluating talent or getting ready for the draft?
Yeah, you kind of hit it on the head. Scouting, you know, a lot of film, you know, watching some of the players. And then also I think it'll be more of a dual role, you know, bouncing back and forth between, you know, scouting players and also working, you know, maybe going on some trips with the team and, you know, working with some of the guys, maybe in a mentorship role.
You know, Sean, I want to go back to your playing days because when you got to Golden State, you know, there were people that, you know, oh, man, he had a great year, but let's see what he ends up doing with the Warriors. I mean, if you're being honest, how did playing for the Golden State Warriors, like, change your life? I mean that sincerely.
Oh, I mean, it changed all of our lives. I mean, anytime you get a chance to, first off, you know, when I came to the Warriors, it was my 10th year in the NBA. You know, I'd been on, you know, 8 different teams. Right? 7 different teams. So, you know, it was a free agent destination. I was excited. It was a team that was trending, you know, but there was some changes, right? Steve Kerr, new year. You know, they obviously had a solid core, you know, with their guys, you know, but I don't think anybody expected, you know, what came about, you know, especially that first year. So I think, you know, winning the championship our first year out there, my first year in 14-15, and really, you know, getting that notch, you know, in our belt, it really, you know, it really changed all of our lives and our careers, our trajectories, you know. So, and then also anytime you go through a championship run or playoff run or years together, you spend years together with anybody, right? The relationships that are forged and built. So I think, you know, you talk about a brotherhood that's kind of been built, you know, through that run. You know, that's the things we kind of look back on.
You know, now Steph and Clay find themselves in a role to kind of what you and Iggy were at one time, where you guys were the older group of guys, you know, the veterans, the leadership. How difficult is that role, though? I mean, someone coming off the bench, you're not the superstar that Steph is. I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, but, like, how hard is it to be the leader on a team with a bunch of young bucks that are, you know, gunning for all-stars and MVPs and things like that?
Yeah, it wasn't that hard because you got to consider the source. It was the group of guys that we got a chance to lead and play with, you know. I mean, I think we all took upon leadership roles in one way or another throughout the course of the year, you know. I mean, we just, you know, me and Andre just happened to be the oldest.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, but, you know, looking at looking over the years, you got David West, Zaza Pachulia,
mm-hmm.
You know, different guys
who
have stepped up in that role, you know, just to provide stability and a foundation.
You know, Sean, when you look back at those 5 years and now you look at what the Warriors are going to do in the future here with Steph and Clay, of course, coming back, and Draymond, and now you add Andrew Wiggins to the equation. I don't know, maybe it's just me, maybe it's just fans, but it feels like the Warriors, a lot of people scoff at them and what you guys have done over the last 5 years and what's, you know, with the Chase Center now and with Steph and company back. Why do you think that is? Why do you think people kind of look down and like, oh, well, you know, they had all these guys. I don't know. It's weird. You know what I'm saying, Sean?
It changed when Kevin came, you know, and that's just what – listen, it happens anywhere you go, you know. The hunters become the hunted. You know, and you know, we all love a good underdog story. I mean, that's just in all of us, right?
Right.
So I think we flipped the script, you know, throughout the course of those 5 years to where, you know, we're kind of the Cinderella team, if you will. You know, even before I got there, you know, the Warriors was, you know, a popular team.
Right.
So, and then, you know, you look at Kevin coming and obviously, you know, us being a little bit more top heavy, yeah, you know, you can kind of see the handwriting on the wall, right? I mean, you kind of turn into the villain. So that's just the way the cards kind of lay. You know, the way things fell.
All right, Sean, I want to ask you about the post-up little turnaround shot that you patented so brilliantly over the last couple of years. Is that the old man move you're using at the pickup courts as well? Because I got to tell you that's like my favorite move when I'm going up against somebody, because I can't explode by anybody these days.
Yeah, man, that's, you know, just I had to get in where I fit in, you know, give me one go-to. And yeah, it was, you know, over the course of the years too, it's like, man, you gotta, like, you know, my athleticism, you know, the injuries and stuff. So it's like, how in the hell can I be effective? These guys are getting younger and younger, you know. And so, I mean, and that was for me, you know, that was one of my one of the go-tos.
Did they tease you, though, in the locker room when you went to that? Because it was pretty unstoppable there for a couple years.
Yeah. I definitely got teased through, you know, warm-ups. Definitely a lot of impersonations and impressions.
Oh, sorry about these two giving you such a hard time, Sean. We're talking with
Sean,
the three-time NBA champion. He's now the Director of Player Affairs and Engagement with the Warriors. He's also on the Warriors Community Foundation Board. It is Sean Livingston, S.Dot. And talked about it a couple minutes ago, Sean. Everything changed when Kevin came. But now it feels like things are kind of changing again, right? Warriors have the number two pick. Everybody's wondering, are they going to take somebody? Should they trade for a veteran? Names aside, because I don't want to get anybody into trouble, but seeing what you guys had when you were so successful, what kind of pieces do you think the team needs over the next couple of years to get back and win a couple more titles?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, you looked at maybe the teams that were there. I think it's just, you know, being able to find, you know, contributions all throughout the team. You know, even when you are top heavy a little bit, you know, there comes a point, you know, in the games where, you know, it could be a long game, you know, and then you get in the playoffs as well, it becomes even more paramount. You know, playing seven-game series, you're looking for contributions, you know, throughout the lineup. So I think it's just shoring up. You know, there's also, too, you know, last year with the team going through changes, becoming younger, you know, maybe looking at, you know, trying to, you know, get veteran pieces or you know, maybe certain guys to come in, but it's just looking to try to get contributions all throughout. And I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you look at the teams that are going deep in the playoffs. You know, the depth is there. Of course, the star power is there, but you also have contributions from complementary roles. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good point.
Yeah, the question is, who is the next Sean Livingston? Sean, hold on for a second, if you could, because we want to welcome in Adamica Ajello, the founding executive director of Self Esteem. Adamica, are you with us this morning here on The Morning Roast?
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Sean. Hi, everyone.
Good morning. Well, you heard him. So we've got three-time NBA champ and now Warriors Community Foundation board member Sean Livingston on the line. And Adamica, he's got a surprise for you. So I'm just going to step out of the way.
Good morning, Adamica. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good today. I just wanted to let you know I'm excited. I'm excited. Just to let you know that the Warriors Community Foundation is going to award your organization with a $50,000 grant.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Wow.
Wow. Grant.
Wow.
Wow.
Get a round of applause.
Yeah, where's,
yes,
wow.
Where's our button?
There we go.
Yes.
50 G's.
Wow. Well, I would just like to say thank you to the Warriors Community Foundation. Also, thank you to the Game 95.7. And also, thank you, Sean Livingston, for providing this announcement. Our organization deeply appreciates the continued support of the Warriors Community Foundation. And as a father of two young girls, I know you know how important this is to have a program like ours that really mentors and connects with the young girls and get them excited about STEM. So we are truly appreciative over here at the Self STEM organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know the Warriors Foundation is extremely excited just to continue to support, you know, support organizations like eSTEM. You know, you guys are doing great work. Continue to keep it up, you know, and I know the foundation is going to reach out to you in the next couple of days. So keep an eye out for that. And again, congratulations. Just you guys are the real heroes. Continue to keep doing the amazing work and just impacting the youth.
Yeah. And Adamica, yeah. Before you go, Adamica, I love the name. It's spelled, it looks like self-esteem, but it's self-esteem, a lowercase E-S-T-E-M. So real quick, Adamica, you mentioned girls and STEM. So just tell people what your organization does.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. So Self Esteem is a nonprofit organization that is changing the face and culture of STEM innovation. And our mission is to really build the self-esteem of young girls and women for what we call underserved or untapped communities by providing culturally responsive STEM literacy, STEM leadership, and technical training to prepare them for the ever-changing labor market. And what makes our program unique is that our board represents the demographics that we serve, and we really understand on how to provide that support to not only get into the STEM pipeline, but also to remain within the STEM pipeline.
I love that.
So I would just like to encourage people to go on our website at www.selfestem.org and follow us on our social media platform. So that's S-E-L-F-E-S-T-E-M. Across the various Instagram and Twitter platforms.
Love it.
Awesome.
One more round of applause,
awesome.
Stephen, for
awesome.
Adamica Ajello. She's the founding executive director of the awesome organization, she just said. And Sean's still with us. Sean, 50 G's. That's incredible. It's got to be fun being a part of the Warriors Community Foundation board these days.
Incredible. Incredible. And, I mean, this is the work, you know, that's being done behind the scenes, right?
Right.
And so it's just you know, again, to me, that's the true heroes, and it's important that we shed light, you know, on the people that are doing, you know, doing these type of acts and really, you know, impacting people out there. So, again, that's awesome. Amazing. Amazing.
I know. I wanted to get in there before she started eloquently explaining how awesome that charity was and ask if there was another 50 G's just hanging around to help me in the Shasky Community Fund where we try to rebuild our deck in the backyard. But that's just –
It is worth saying. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I said there's always one. There's always one. Try to get in there.
Right. And you see this, Sean? He's not a team player like you guys were with the Warriors, strength in numbers, right? He's just thinking about himself, not thinking about his co-hosts, spreading the wealth. This guy wants to be the Russell Westbrook on his show, Sean. You see what we're dealing with?
He tried to get his number.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So not even asking about us, man.
Contract extension coming up,
be
man.
Like Sean Livingston, man. Give a little bit here and there.
Oh, man. Well, shout out to the Warriors Community Foundation. They're donating $1.825 million in grants this season topping last year's $1.7 million, which was then the most they'd ever awarded in a single season. But now they've got SDOT. Now they're giving more money. And, Sean, I know giving back was always one of the things that you excelled at among the many things you did when you were a player. But what's it like now getting to step it up a notch and getting to check out these organizations, nonprofits in San Francisco and over in Alameda County for you?
I'm really excited. I truly am. I'm just not saying that. You know, me and my wife, you know, we decided to stay out here in the Bay Area. We've been doing community work the last few years in my hometown of Peoria, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so just to get a chance just to, you know, set some roots in the Bay and work out to, you know, work with and partner with some of these grassroots organizations. You know, I'm excited to be a part of the board, you know, and just to get a chance to just to meet, you know, people that's out there on the front lines doing the work. So it's exciting.
Yeah. You know, Sean, it's one of the things that I think a lot of the people that are born and raised here or live here or moved here, you know, they're like, oh, I want to make the Bay Area my home. I mean, you brought it up, but why would you want to make the Bay Area your home? I mean, you could pick anywhere in the world. I'm serious. You could pick anywhere in the world to live. Clearly, this part of the world resonated with you and your family, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's great people out here. We love the culture, you know, the diversity, you know, and it's beautiful out here, obviously, and our kids, you know. So it's definitely a second home for me. You know, obviously, Peoria, Illinois will always be home, but, you know, the Bay Area has accepted me, you know, has accepted my family. And so this, you know, this is where we're at.
Well, we love that, Sean. The text line is blowing up. SDOT, Sean Livingston, my favorite warrior. So good to hear Sean on the air. So we'll let you get going, Sean. But thank you so much for the time and the awesome announcement. Adamica Ajello and Self E-STEM, A-STEM. We will shout out their website again in just a minute. $50,000 as the Warriors Community Foundation continues to just give out millions and millions. Sean, thanks so much for the time today. Thanks for joining us here on The Morning Roast.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Take care, y'all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.